This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to do a little news you can use up at the top of the program today. Information that's going to be handy in navigating the macroeconomic conversation the next couple of months. And it comes to us, the news you can use does, in the person of one Jerome Powell.
We aim to use our tools to moderate demand growth, thereby facilitating continued sustainable increases in employment and wages.
That was Chair Powell at that conference on Monday last week that we've talked about a couple of times since. The one where he said in almost this many words, yeah, sure, we might raise interest rates half a percentage point next time. And that much we all get, right? Raising rates a half a percent. But that line about tools, which he uses all the time, by the way, what is up with that? Nina Ihacker is an assistant professor of economics at the University of Rhode Island, and we have gotten her on the phone to talk Jay Powell and the Fed's tools. Professor, thanks for coming on.
It's great to be here.
So these tools of which Jay Powell speaks, which we just heard, layman's terms, what are they?
Broadly speaking, they all refer in some way or another to making it easier, which is to say less costly, for banks to borrow, or harder, which is to say more costly, for them to do business. So when the Fed engages in expansionary actions, it uses one of any number of programs to directly or indirectly decrease rates. Mm-hmm. And if it wants to slow activity, it uses any number of measures to make interest rates higher, with the understanding that higher rates likely curb borrowing, right, which likely curbs economic activity, which can slow price increases.
Terrific. Continue with the layman's terms mantra here. And you said any one of a number of methods, right? So the ultimate tool is interest rates. Behind the scenes, mm-hmm, what kind of dials and levers are Jay and the gang at the Fed pulling and pushing?
Broadly speaking, the Federal Reserve can purchase bonds and other financial assets that private creditors or private investors may hold. So the classic example from a macro class is the Federal Reserve decides to buy $200,000 worth of U.S. government bonds. By purchasing that bond, the Fed effectively is putting $200,000 mm-hmm into circulation.
The Federal Reserve, as you and I and regular listeners to this program know, has what's called a dual mandate, right? Stable prices, mm-hmm, and maximum employment. The Fed, by using all of the tools of which Mr. Powell and others are so fond of speaking, they can't actually directly affect either one of those two things, can they, right? They have to do their tool, use their tools, and then wait and see what happens.
That's correct. All of this activity relies on the other institution at the end of the transaction. It relies on whatever is happening with the bank or with the private bondholder. If we think about expansionary measures, the question is, one, will banks lend? And the second question is, will firms borrow? And then even the third question could be, will firms borrow with the intent to use those funds, right, to hire more workers?
Right.
Or will they use those funds for some other purpose that's unrelated to employment?
Right. Following on to that, that last bit of that question, there are broad swaths of the population who are farther downstream from what the Fed does. And obviously, I'm thinking here of lower income and minority Americans who it takes a while for the Fed's actions to get to them, both in a positive and, I suppose, a negative sense.
That's correct. And Powell himself has talked about the fact that aggregate unemployment rates don't tell enough about what is happening at the farther reaches of demographic groups. What is happening with African American unemployment rates? What is happening with unemployment rates outside of cities and other areas with very fast economic growth or that recovered more quickly from the crisis?
All right, so I'm going to take you off script here. Not that this is scripted, to be clear. I'm going to take you off script, though, and ask you about the Fed for the rest of this year, right? Because you observe this in a professional capacity, and you observe it as a participant in this economy. Is the Fed's use of its tools going to be enough to control the inflation that we're also worried about?
That is the $64,000 question.
Well, you get the big money to answer these, so you know.
So, what I believe is that Powell will respond to the challenges of the crisis of the economy at large. Ultimately, I think that Powell is clear enough, even though he says that the buck stops with the Fed to end inflation. I think that if we really want to see changes in inflation, the imperative is going to come from the government to spend in a more tailored fashion, whether that is to encourage more employment of groups that have not fared as well in the recovery, or to stimulate growth in areas of the economy that could plausibly lead to a decrease in overall costs that are underlying current inflation.
Nina Eihacker is an assistant professor of economics up at the University of Rhode Island. Professor, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.